Well, maybe go whenever you want.
You go whenever you want.
All right. Yeah, let me know if we have enough room, Tone.
You can go whenever you want. Whenever you feel like it, you're welcome to go. What I'm saying is leave.
All right. Happy New Year, everybody, and welcome to Sneaky Dragon. I'm Ian Boothby.
And I'm David Dedrick.
Did you have a happy new year so far? The year so far.
The year so far has been, what's the date today? The 7th?
Yeah. It's my sister's birthday.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday to Dale.
Happy birthday, Dale.
I don't know if she's taken her husband's name. Let's say she hasn't. because it's her first year being married. Happy birthday to my sister, Dale.
Happy birthday.
There we go. All right. Your year in review so far. 7 days. This week has 7 days.
This week has 7 days.
How's it been? Go. I throw it to you, Dave.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
The floor is yours. Go.
Okay.
Hit it. Take it.
Take it.
Do it.
I seem to be taking
Talk!
It. I am really... okay.
All right, go ahead.
It's just been...
High pressure because I've been yelling at you.
So it feels... No, it's just been like exactly the same as like a couple weeks before the Christmas mayhem started.
Okay.
So it feels, that's how it feels.
There you go. Have you taken down your tree yet?
Yes, the tree came down on Monday night.
All right. Tonight is the night we're taking our tree down.
You are more correct than we are.
Why? What is the official time that you should?
Officially, you should leave your Christmas tree up until Epiphany, which was yesterday.
Okay.
Was Epiphany. So... or 12th night.
Now, what does Epiphany mean? We were discussing this earlier. Some family members of mine were trying to remember what Epiphany actually means.
Epiphany is, well, celebrated as the day the wise men came.
Right.
To
Mary, and they
It doesn't actually say who they are. So let's just say wise people came to see
Weisenheimer. Three Weisenheimers show up and go like virgin birth, whatever.
There's not even three. There's there's no number of
You don't
them.
Know if it's three wise men. You don't know if it's three. You don't know if it's men.
It doesn't say. It just
you
says.
You don't
the,
know if they
says,
showed up or it, if they were leaving.
It just says the magi. It doesn't give you a number.
Okay.
And it doesn't give you a gender.
But three is a magi number.
The three came in the Middle Ages because there were three gifts. So they just said, well, there's probably three of them.
Okay.
And let's make them men because we're at the Middle Ages.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah.
Makes sense.
There you go.
All right. But what does Epiphany mean?
I'm not. I always thought an epiphany was like when you had a moment of realization.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, I wonder if there was an official biblical thing of this is the epiphany where they
this
went.
Is the moment of.
Oh, I get it. This is the king of the Jews. I get it. It's all making sense to us now.
I wonder if that's what that means. I don't really know. I often thought that the moment of epiphany was when. I don't know what it would mean. I guess it is. I guess that is it. The moment of
All right, let's agree. And then look it up in a dictionary at some point.
So, yeah, they came and visited. I guess they're still living in a stable 7 days after, or even more than that.
Right. Now, I always thought, here's the thing I never got as a kid, because we were told it's like, it's the song We Three Kings.
From Orient
bearing gifts, we travel far. So you think there's three kings. Now,
once again, that's just a Middle Ages gloss of what the Bible doesn't specify.
Let's play out the song, though, as it happened.
Sure.
Like, this is a kid, so I'm believing the songs.
I believe
there was a little drummer boy.
Is this a super long version of the song?
I'm not going to sing the whole song.
I want you to.
What I would like... A mountain and something and mountain following yonder star... Oh,
star of wonder, star
that's
of light.
That's the five golden rings part of that song. It's the part that wakes everyone up.
Yeah,
it's the, five golden, whoa. Anyway, I wonder, so Mary and Joseph show up.
They do.
Try to get a room. Can't get a room. There ain't no room. We got no room.
That's right.
And they go, you gotta go to the, we got a manger out back. We got a
Well, it's not a manger. It's a stable.
But with a manger in it.
A manger in it. Which
if
is
you
just,
need to
just
drop,
a,
if you need to drop a baby off in the manger.
Or we can call it a trough if you prefer.
No, manger sounds way better than trough. Jesus lying in the trough?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
That's what he
No,
what he's
try
doing.
Bringing that up at church. See how far that gets you. Get a quick, swift kick out the door, mister.
It's just a bin, really?
It's bin. Jesus in the bin. Yeah, once again, you bring that up at church, see how that goes. Uh-huh. All right, so there's no room. Sorry. Go stay in the stable, which is fair. They're, it's nice that they actually threw that at them. It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now three kings show up.
three magi.
Look, just go with the song. Three kings of Orientari. That's the first fucking line.
Yeah.
It's the name of the song. Yeah. There's kings.
Sure.
According to the song.
Yeah.
So, okay, so the three kings show up.
Yeah.
Gold, frankincense, myrrh, seeing the baby Jesus.
Yeah.
Now they turn around and go like, do you want to just like leave? Or should we stay here the night? Let's stay here the night. Are the kings going to stay in the stable too? They're kings. Or do the kings now go to that hotel and go, hey, by the way, you know that old joke of like, there's no reservations? What if the Queen of England was here? Oh, well, the queen would get one. Well, I'll have her room. Do the three kings come in and go, they kick three people out of the hotel then? And now all of a sudden there's rooms because three kings showed up?
Well, actually, in the story,
okay,
and I... You know, you've got me on the spot here because I didn't
even know what Epiphany was.
I didn't really read up on Christmas this year. So, but they do, they go to Herod after they see
Christ. Oh, they go to Herod's?
Yeah.
That's a nice place to go.
They go to Herod.
You get a very expensive milkshake there.
King Herod.
Don't get sushi there.
King Herod.
All right. Sorry. King Herod. Yeah, not to be confused with Herod's.
Not the department store.
Okay.
They went to see the Princess Diana and what's his face?
Dodi
Fayed.
Yep. Saw that filthy glass, the last glass they held.
That's right.
Yeah, there's the doves
purloined
above.
From a French restaurant.
Right.
Anyway, so yes, the height of kitsch from that.
That's Herod's. Forget about that. We're talking King Herod.
King Herod.
All right, so they go to see King Herod. They go like, yeah. Because they're all, and you know what? It's four kings. He's that is a winning hand.
The height of rich.
Okay.
So yeah, he brings the magi there, and then he asks them about Jesus, and they're cagey and don't tell him anything, and they're kind of like, well, we'll tell you when we find him.
Okay. Which but they had found him.
They already found him. Then they leave. I don't know where they go after that. And then that's why Herod just loses his cool and like has a bunch of babies killed, not just Jesus.
Mm.
And that's
nice job, kings.
And I assume that
nice one, kings. You couldn't say like we found him and he's on the literally Lamb of God is on the lamb now. He took off. You could have said that. Yeah. He left.
Yeah. No, they just said we haven't found him yet.
Yeah, that's great.
Something like that.
So now all these babies get killed. Good job, Magi.
I don't think that's what they expected. I don't think you can blame someone for assuming, you know.
Smooth move, kings.
Smooth move, wise men.
Yeah. Not so wise men.
Not so. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're saying they might not have been wise. They might not have been men. They might not have been three. They probably weren't kings. Do you believe believe the gifts arrived then? Do you think there was gifts?
I guess they mention it in the story, right? I don't. Like I say, I didn't reread the whole.
Okay.
Because the Christmas story is only in two of the Gospels, right? Okay. It's not mentioned in John and it's not mentioned in Mark. So it's really just Luke,
right?
Who seemed to have a big in his, if you read the Gospel of Luke, there's a lot of stories from women. So he seemed to have the ear of the ladies,
right? Because there was a lot of at the end of like his chapters. Am I right, ladies?
That's
right.
A lot of that, and that's how we know. Yeah. No, it just seemed he had sources that were a little different than other Gospel writers. So yeah, his Christmas story is.
Who's your favorite of the good news? Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John?
I would have to say my least favorite would
John.
Be Mark.
Really? People really don't like John.
I like John.
John goes his own way.
John does go his own way. Thing. And I do have a problem with his constant reference to Jews.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he kind of separates the Christ from the Jews as if Christ wasn't a Jew, which is strange. But that I have trouble with. But
smarten up, John.
In other ways, I love the beginning of it, the whole the word part of it, you know. And then... Mark is very interesting because Mark was probably the first gospel. And what's interesting about Mark is that it ends without Christ, anyone seeing Christ. So there's no accounts of Christ seeing the disciples or the disciples seeing Christ after his resurrection. It just ends with them finding the empty tomb. And that's the end of the story.
Okay, but they find the empty tomb.
That's right.
And they don't go, what do you think happened? And that's not the end of the chapter.
That's not the...
You know, the spinning question mark.
Yeah, basically.
You know, fill in your answer.
It just said
they go like, he's been resurrected. They say that.
There's an angel or however it's you want to just to translate that word. There's someone that beside the, there's a gardener beside the.
So either site. A gardener or an angel.
It's hard to know exactly with, you know.
There's some differences.
There are.
Is he holding a hoe or has he got wings?
What makes it difficult is the angel is, it's the same word for messenger.
Oh,
so
this whole mess.
Yeah.
This is the same word for teacher as carpenter and so on and so forth.
I don't think that's quite true.
I thought, all right, I heard that, but I can't, I can't back it up.
But yeah, there are
old timey language, they use the same words for a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's true. Well, we do too, but yeah. we want to point the fingers at them.
We do, rather than ourselves. When it leads to confusion later on. Yes.
Look at
you don't know if it's a gardener or an angel. It's like who's been working the lawn? Oh, an angel. Oh, I should have tipped more.
But you look
if it
at
was
a,
an angel working my lawn.
You look at a word that has the most definitions in the dictionary.
Love.
Which is set.
Oh, set. Sorry.
Yeah. So I mean, it's really can't really blame them for you know. We have a word that has multitudinous meanings as well. But anyway, so yeah, I really like that ending. It's a lot of fun. The problem with Mark or Matthew for me is that Matthew did some kind of a thing where he just, instead of writing it chronologically, he grouped everything by subject in a way. So, you know, like the Sermon on the Mount, it's just like this huge, like, you know, it probably wasn't all at the same time. But he's just kind of grouped everything into these big giant clumps. And so it makes it a little tedious to read all this sort of, you know, yelling and whatnot. You know, I just feel like, after a while, it just feels like, ugh, enough of this. Blessed. You know, whereas Mark, it's more, yeah, it's interesting. There's a lot of biblical, I don't want to say theology, but the historical biblical, you know, like the attempt to try and figure it all out. It's actually kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the theories and sort of people battling each other to try and figure out which came first and how old they are and all those sort of things. It's kind of fun. But we can talk about
that. And you've studied.
I studied a little bit. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
not enough to know what an epiphany is though.
Not enough to know what an epiphany is. I mean, I knew that, maybe I probably knew that 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
but now I can't remember what it means exactly. I'm sorry, everybody. Like I could look it up
on
my phone.
You know
what's
funny
though,
is once you find out what it is, you will have had one.
I will have an epiphany. That's right.
I'll
have that moment.
It's one of those words that is the thing that it is.
Yeah.
Like the word is a word.
Yeah.
There should be a word for a word that is is the same thing as it is.
Well, that would be kind of silly.
Like as in...
Because they would both mean the same thing then.
Like the
both
words
would be...
The word noun is also a noun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a word that means the thing that it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There should be a word that describes what that is. But there isn't.
I'm sure there is a word that describes
that. There? Is
I'm
sure
there
is.
You think it's
set?
Yes, that's right. It's one of its many meanings.
All right.
Yeah, so anyway, yeah, so the three wise men, or
who
wise
may
people.
Not have been any of that.
Well, we don't know, because the Bible doesn't say, so why make assumptions, you know?
Because I've got to build this nativity set, and I got to know the amount of guys. I'm casting an elementary school play. I've got the sheep.
Yeah.
How many wise men do I bring? Do I make them men? Can I put the girls in beards?
That seems kind of overkill, putting all that stuff in. Like, really?
Just... You don't put the wise men? Well, I got an elementary school class. I got to, like, fill
a lot
of roles.
Oh, that. Oh, you're talking about you're putting on a nativity play.
Yeah.
A play is different. Okay, yeah.
Oh,
but there you go. A play is... There you go. There's an example. I mean, if you're doing a play,
mm-hmm.
you can have... you know, the girls fill in for the... They don't all have to be kings. They can also be queens, or they can be wise people. They can have...
And no one's going to raise a fuss?
Why would they?
Oh, why would they? Because they would. But they'd be, what's this
then
PC
bollocks,
says my British uncle.
Then you say, well...
This is all wankerism,
Show me in Matthew or Luke where it says men.
Yeah.
And then we'll change it back for you. And then they'll look at it and they'll say, oh, it just says magi.
And you say, I don't have time for that. I'm going to eat my steak and kidney pie. Because I'm British, well, but I don't have an accent for some reason.
Sorry for your hasty uncle.
But... And chips and butter. And I'm going to have...
chips and butter?
I don't know. I think they'd dip some chips in butter. Well, they'd fry it in some butter as well as oil.
No.
Why not? They eat French fry sandwiches.
Do they?
Yeah, it's a buddy.
I've never seen that.
It's a buddy. That's what they call it.
Is it called a buddy?
Yeah.
I've seen...
There's quite a few... I've seen quite a few over the holidays have like a British meal. And what are you going to... We'll have a buddy, which is like... Yeah, it's just... French fries or chips on bread.
Is it sandwiched between two slices of bread or just on an open face bread?
It is sandwiched between two slices. It's basically instead of meat, it is French fries.
Well, that's fine. Because it's two different things.
Is
really.
It?
Yeah,
is it fine?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
Do you enjoy French fries on a burger? Because that's something that they do on that Guy Fieri show you like so much. They stick French fries on the burger itself.
Wait, I never watched that show.
You never watched Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
I very rarely watch it. But do you sound like you watch it a lot?
You know what? Anytime I turn on the TV, it's on.
Okay.
No, it is. It is literally on any time.
It seems to me that when I turn on the television to watch it, you Got to Eat Here is on.
Oh, okay.
Which I find...
Much better show.
You think so?
Million times better.
Why?
Show.
Why?
Because he's not an asshole.
I don't think Guy Fieri is an asshole.
No, he's a cunt. You're right. The guy is a total.
Why? To the people he's talking?
Yeah, he's mean. Like, he went to, what's it, the Save on Meats place here in town. Yeah. Like, as per example.
Okay.
First one that comes to mind.
Okay.
And the guy's showing him his burger.
Yeah.
And he gives a little sneery thing. Looks like you're making a meatloaf, buddy. And gives him the old sneer.
Yeah.
You know, that one. Mm-hmm. Just like, dude. That's not how you play it. You watch him make the thing.
Yeah.
You eat the thing.
Yeah.
You say something nice about the thing. You get in your fucking stupid car with your horrible hair and disaster of a beard, and you drive your sorry ass
who's being
to the next fucking
now?
Place. He's a terrible human being. Like, he's just awful. Mm. You know, and it's all about him.
I don't know.
The focus
I
him.
Like.
Whereas the "Got to Eat Here" guy puts the focus on the other person, and really is always very kind to people.
Yeah, but that's unreliable. Then
what's unreliable?
Well, then you don't know if the place is good or not.
Well, Guy Fieri doesn't slam the joints.
Yeah,
just a sneering
you can tell.
Comment.
Oh no, you can tell if he likes
you because you've watched enough that you can sense his psychic.
You
presence.
Can tell. You can tell.
Mm-hmm.
He has levels.
One is a kind person,
yeah.
And one seems to be Guy Fieri.
I don't know, man.
I'm sorry I called Guy Fieri the C word. Maybe that's a little bit
I think that's
beyond
a little
the
harsh.
Pale.
Yeah, because he's Italian, so you have to say cunto.
Sure, all right, fair enough. It's just ugh. You know, maybe it's just the time that I'm getting up. It's like I'll turn on the TV and that will be on.
Okay.
And then I'll go, I'll run some errands.
Yeah.
I'll do stuff with my day. I'll come back. That same show will be on. It'll have looped around to it's that.
Yeah.
And then I'll turn that off and go, okay, I'm going to do something else. Come back. It's Guy's Grocery Games. And then I'll come back again. And it's him and Rachel Ray. And they're trying to teach America's worst cooks how to cook without showing them really how to cook.
Yeah.
And they're just scolding them and being jerks. And then he's showing a kid how to make a pancake with bacon. I'd like, stop it. I've had enough. It's done. We're good. We're fantastic. We're done. We're done with him and me and Guy Fieri. I'm done. Whereas I like the other guy. I like him. I think he's a pleasant fellow.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I'm not getting the truth. And that show. That show
getting the truth.
And that
it's
show.
It's not the truth on these shows.
And that
the whole
show,
thing is food porn.
That show goes everywhere. Like, it just feels like it. I mean, I'm sure by this point. One reason I don't watch the Guy Fieri show anymore is I feel like they've done all the diners
all the
that
good
are
burgers.
Good. Yeah, it's all done. So I don't need to see it anymore. But I feel like this other show, whatever.
This
you
is a family
here.
That's taking dirt, putting it on a plate, and doing something really different. Let's take a look. And I was like, all right, fair enough.
Take a trip to Flavortown.
Yeah.
This
is a guy whose family exploded in a mine fire. But they opened the mine up again, and now they're serving pretzels an old-fashioned way. Yeah. Let's take a look.
I don't need to watch that.
At this.
Yeah, I don't need to watch that. But where is John? Like, the John Cattucci show, you got to eat here.
Yeah.
This guy you like so much with his fork in his pocket.
Yeah. Seems he's got hygiene issues. Sure, okay.
Seems a little OCD.
Yeah.
The thing.
Kind of like a little of that. It's all right.
Okay, you have to wear a plaid shirt all day. Every day?
Oh,
all the time?
Are we talking fashion choices? Let's put him next to Guy Fieri.
I'm putting him next to the normal
someone
human,
was saying, and,
normal
I,
run of the
and race. I agree with this, is like Guy Fieri at some point is going to have to change that look. Because you can't go into old age looking.
He is, though.
No, you can't. Forever. You
he
cannot
is.
Be. You know, you can't be in your 80s.
He's going to be
with that
guy.
Look.
Yeah.
Wow.
His
at some point, he's
got to
change
his...
it. And how is he going to... Oh, bifocals?
Yeah, the bifocals will be behind my... Yep,
all
back
right,
the head.
Fair enough.
The problem with the junk you got to eat here is it's based in Canada.
Yes. Ooh. Though he does sometimes...
There is no
he
way...
He does sometimes go other places in the States.
Oh, because there's no way we have that many great restaurants in Canada as they do in the States, just in terms of population.
Okay,
and
I don't think necessarily we have that many great restaurants.
Yeah.
But I think like each... Like, I don't... But I think there's that many great dishes. I think there's restaurants that aren't the best restaurant, but they do the one thing really, really well. And then you focus on that and you show like, oh, they make the best waffles. Let's take a look at them. But you don't want to look at all the rest of their junk. You know, but they make one good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's kind of misleading though, because you go to the restaurant.
And you order that one thing.
But you,
you saw on the TV. Don't you?
I guess. I don't know. I don't.
But you're a guy who just likes him when he makes the burgers.
Yeah. I just
so like, you wouldn't I only... go to the restaurant and go like, give me a roast beef.
No.
You know, and go, oh, now I'm thrown. No, you'd have the thing.
Yeah, I just want the burgers.
Yeah.
That's the only ones that interest me.
Right. You like to watch him eat a burger. And whereas I think that's one of the most horrific things ever. I'd rather watch a snake eat a rabbit.
I don't like watching
him. Than watch him shove a burger in his mouth.
I don't
it's
like
all
to watch
dripping down his beard. Oh, that's a rough
yeah,
ride.
That's, I don't like watching that part of it. I like watching them make them.
Yes, I do like watching
and
that
And I
too.
Like I like them talking to the people in the restaurants. And
yes.
then the ones I like the best are the crazy ones. Like the ones I remember are there's a place in Roy, Utah, and they had a burger place there.
Okay.
And there was some guy sitting on the back of his truck in the parking lot eating this gigantic burger. That made me happy. Speaking of which.
wait a second.
Yeah.
Did he work at the restaurant?
No. He was just a farm guy, or like some guy.
So he took his burger and he felt ashamed. So he went around back. where God couldn't watch him eat. Put a towel over his head.
I think it's like a drive-in.
Covered his face.
I think it's a drive-in.
Okay.
Like a lot of those
people. He pretended he was
actually
a car, went beep beep, and then had to fulfill the lie. Into the back, pretending to be a parked car.
You're really stretching this.
All right.
But he was sitting in the parking lot. I don't
shoved
know.
A cassette tape down his pants, maybe pretended to play ashamed. It like it was a radio.
Speaking of ashamed, I was in a local restaurant on your street, in your town, here in Vancouver.
When were you here?
This would have been the some time ago.
Okay. Keeping it vague.
Yeah.
All right.
It was I can't remember.
During the holidays?
Yeah, during the holidays.
Okay.
I had a day off.
So you decided to come to my neighborhood and not say hi?
Yeah.
Good.
And, it was in the
morning.
You're
on my street.
Listen.
You drove an hour to my neighborhood.
Seriously.
And went, I'm just going to eat about a half a block from you.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to leave.
That's about it. But it was 10 in the morning.
Oh, yeah,
do you want me coming by? No, you don't want that.
All right, fair enough.
I knew you wouldn't want
me. Why were you here at 10 in the morning?
Because we went for breakfast. At a local joint.
Okay.
And
do you want to say the name of the place?
It was Lucy's.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
I liked it.
Okay, very
good. I liked what I had, and I had a hamburger, and it was good.
All right. I eat there at like 3 in the morning, and it's a rough go.
Okay, well, right. maybe the better chef is on in the morning.
Could be.
And everyone seemed quite happy with what they had. But I had a burger. But what I noticed on the board of this restaurant was they have a food challenge. They have a crazy burger challenge.
Yes.
Which is mind-blowing because it's well, I've eaten one kind of like it. It's two grilled cheese sandwiches, six patties,
right,
six pieces of cheese, 12 pieces of bacon.
Okay.
I hope that there's some lettuce and tomato on this and pickles and stuff and onions, because that is
maybe
too much meat and nothing else. But and then
I think that's a life when you're talking about like the lettuce and tomato, that's throwing a life preserver to someone who's got like a pants full of bricks, you know. I mean,
well, no, I just mean like
it helps, but it's not going to help much. You're still at the bottom of the sea.
Well, it's just that if you're eating that much meat without anything else, it's really gross.
All right, now
I don't
you
like
say
a
it's a
like
burger
that.
Challenge, so
yeah,
you,
yeah.
So
you eat
this.
That whole burger. Wait. Oh, you also have
I'm
to eat.
Backing off.
Yeah, I also have to eat side of poutine.
Okay, some people are American, and other people out there might not know what poutine is.
Yeah.
That is traditionally French fries with gravy and cheese curds. Now they just do melted cheese,
which
here
is no good.
People don't know what
That's
cheese curds
terrible,
are.
Terrible.
That has to be cheese curds. And
has
by
to be
the way,
cheese curds.
If you want to eat poutine, you've got to eat it in Quebec. Yep. Otherwise, it tastes like garbage.
Pretty much.
Please continue. So poutine.
Pretty much.
And then anything else?
We make a pretty decent homemade poutine, but then we still have some packets left that Mary brought back from Quebec.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
By the way,
gravy packets.
Speaking of things from Montreal that they have now, Schwartz's.
Mm-hmm.
You can get Schwartz's smoked meat in stores now.
Oh,
so good.
That sounds
good. Oh, so tender, so delicious. Please continue.
So, so a side of poutine, side of macaroni and cheese.
Yes.
And then a 24 or 26 ounce milkshake.
Dear Lord.
You have to do that all in 20 minutes
right.
to make it to their Hall of Fame. Like, they get your picture up on the board.
Now, let me ask you a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Does this all have to be taken in orally?
You know what? I don't know if they specified that. So
I think there's your loophole.
You
literally,
could,
it's your loophole.
You could sit on it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
That's why they don't offer the hot dog challenge anymore.
And so.
Okay.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
I don't think I could do it.
Why? Okay, what's the now? Okay, I guess
they have a Hall of Fame, a wall of fame, sorry, and a
right.
wall of shame.
And who's
the
on
wall?
The
it's about a 10-to-1 ratio of pictures on the you know the wall of fame. Very few photographs.
How
wall
many
of shame,
would you say
very
total?
Many. Maybe 12.
Now, when you look at those people, you
I didn't look at the people. I just looked at the pictures.
I have
from,
looked
from
at
afar.
The
okay,
they,
you describe
whenever
them.
You look at like when it's a competitive eating contest, like that fella who eats all the hot dogs.
Oh, they're all skinny.
Super skinny.
Yeah.
You're like, now are you a TARDIS? How do you get all that in you?
Yeah.
Like, do you look like just is it just bulging? Do you look like a snake that just ate a turtle?
Well, you do feel that way. I mean, I ate.
Oh, I'm sure you do. You feel.
I once ate a burger that was.
And you got to eat it. By the way, let me just say.
Yeah.
You got to eat this in a certain amount of time.
20
too.
Minutes. 20 minutes.
Yeah, you can't like take 2 hours.
Well,
and slow it.
The thing is if you try and do it slowly, you will not succeed.
because your body goes,
your stomach tells you you're full after 20 minutes of eating.
So what does your stomach tell you after you've eaten all that within 20 minutes? Does it just scream?
You bastard. Basically what it
says. Do you just rush to the washroom? must, right? Yeah, yeah. It must take everybody out of the pool.
Yeah, yeah.
Any means necessary.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, Lord. You can't drive home. How could you drive? You couldn't drive home.
Why not? Why would it be rubbing? Your belly would be rubbing against the steering wheel?
You wouldn't.
Or you'd just be groaning.
You couldn't. You'd just be cramping. Like things would just be, no, it'd be too much pain.
No, no.
All right, but you've done one of these.
I haven't done that big of one. Like, that's crazy. But I did eat a burger that was, I'm pretty sure it was four patties. And then it was a hunk of bacon, mm-hmm. a slice of ham, mm-hmm. a farmer sausage, and then lettuce, tomato, onions, pickles, cheese, and all the rest of it with fries.
Right.
And then I had a piece of pie after that. So
was the pie mandatory? Or was the pie optional?
No, I just wanted to try the pie as well.
And you ate the whole pie?
I ate the whole pie.
Piece of pie, you mean?
A piece of pie. That's
just
right.
A whole piece of pie.
Not the whole pie.
What did you drink?
Just a piece of pie. I just had a Coke.
A Coke, or did you have multiple Cokes?
Probably multiple. Okay. Why? Why?
How'd you feel later?
Guilty.
Not guilty.
I've never mowed the lawn with such energy.
Okay.
Because I just felt like I should really run this off.
Because they used to have that show that was Man versus Food.
Yeah, that right. looked like a very unhealthy show.
Right, and it wasn't like the idea behind it was there was a guy who was a competitive eater. He would mm-hmm. eat large meals, but he didn't eat a big meal every show. He ended up like coaching another person, going, "So you want to eat 60 burgers, like, or
what
60,
I watched it, he,
60
he
McDonald's
did
cheeseburgers. I'm going to show you how to do it.
Okay.
And then he'll give you the coaching, and then they go up and they try to do it. And either it's like, you did it. Here's a trophy. Or you didn't do it.
What
a sad thing this has been all the way around. But you're on TV. Such is life. But I always thought, like, the thing to do is, like, let's see you in 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours. What happens?
Yeah.
Can your body process that? Because I don't think it can. I don't think when you're eating it that fast. You know, I don't want to get gross, but what's it like for a hot dog guy?
Yeah.
After he wins, like, he's got to like clear his schedule. He can't be like, and now we're going to put you on the talk show circuit.
Yeah.
No, Jack, you got to take at least 2 days of just lying in bed screaming. Probably.
I don't think so.
Don't think so?
No, no.
That much processed meat in you.
I think it's fine.
You know what? I don't.
People who are doing that obviously don't have stomach issues at this point in their lives. You know, they just, you know, it's possible that they fart a lot because their stomach is busy, you know, all the flora and fauna.
That's
their stomach
adorable
is...
that you think it's just that. I think they're like a human submarine at that point, just shooting things out.
I like to occasionally overindulge in eating.
And eat 60 hot dogs.
Well, not 60 hot dogs, but I'll eat quite a bit of whatever, pizza or, you know, just stuff yourself.
But in that case of like the, say 12 pieces of bacon.
Yeah.
Just the sodium alone. Now we're throwing on all the processed meat.
If you did that
now
every
day. Now
we're
throwing in all the processed cheese. Now we're throwing
in... It's not really processed meat. It's just ground beef.
But probably well seasoned. I doubt you've got a hamburger at like a diner and they don't season the meat. And
if that's not really processed.
Okay, well, I'm going sodium right now.
Oh, okay.
All right, so processed food has a lot of sodium, but like I think like the burgers probably have a lot of salt on them, I would assume. Wouldn't it be weird if you didn't really heavily salt a burger? That'd be strange, right?
I wouldn't like it if they did.
You wouldn't like it if they what?
If they did salt them, that sounds terrible.
Well, they do. You eat a Big Mac. That's more than half the amount of sodium you should have in a day in a Big Mac.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't eat two of them. Oh, I should eat two of them, actually. Then I'll get all the sodium.
Then you got all the salt.
Yeah.
And then just drink water for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I don't like salt that much. But it's weird that I like Big Macs a lot.
Okay, almost anything from McDonald's has like tons of sodium
in it. I never add salt to things.
You don't have to in this day and age. Why would you?
No, I'm just saying. I'm not a salt.
At home you don't season food?
No, I don't.
You don't put any salt on your burgers when you're cooking them?
No.
How about a steak? Do you put a salt on a steak?
No.
Oh, you should put a salt on a steak. Or at least you should well season a steak.
Well, season it, but I don't like salt on it. I just
use for seasoning?
Like a herb thing.
All right, fair enough.
Which might have salt in it, I don't know. But I don't really like salt very much.
All right.
And I mean, I'll put it in a recipe. If a recipe calls for salt, yes, salt away. But I don't salt it after. I don't sit at my table and... throw in the salt.
Yeah, something I've like kind of looked into because I got to watch the sodium is food from like a fast food restaurant. Like it's amazing that like a McDonald's cheeseburger has so much sodium in it. It's crazy. But if you salt your food at home, you're salting like a human being, not like that. You're fine.
Oh, I'm sure that is fine. Yeah, I'm sure that is fine. I'm just saying I'm not a huge fan of salt, so I don't. Although I do like salt and vinegar chips. They're probably my favorite chip.
There you go. But you were feeling embarrassed that you didn't take part in this meal?
No.
Okay, good.
No. I just thought it was ashamed.
Interesting. I thought you said you were ashamed.
No.
You were embarrassed. You were something.
I didn't say that.
Let's play the tape back. So you said one of those things. All right. I always wonder, like, what's the benefit of that in a restaurant? Like if you're one of the other people eating as a human on a date.
That would be terrible if someone else was there.
Do you want to watch?
Yeah, I know.
That
I was thinking about that
show.
Too. Yeah, I was thinking about that as well. Because it's not a huge place. So
is it just that they make the people pay for all that food? And so
it's 35. Hey, it's $35 for that.
Okay.
If you can eat it in 20 minutes, it's free.
Yeah.
If you finish it after 20 minutes, you pay the $35.
Okay, it's free and what? You get your picture on the wall and that's it. A shirt.
If you can finish it, if you can finish it, you get your picture on the wall.
And not like a coupon for like free food later, or
no, you just got a free meal.
Well, you didn't get a free meal. You did an ordeal. You ran a marathon. Then they went, oh, you got to run a marathon for free. Free marathon.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you run a marathon,
you got to lift a heavy weight for a mile. Yay! Free heavy weight lifting. Enjoy.
Yeah,
that
but
was
when
free.
You run a marathon, they don't give you a coupon to a sprint afterward. You run the marathon. That is your.
I think if you win a marathon, you win something, right? Don't you? Did you get some money or something?
I don't know. I don't.
You should try it. You're an in shape guy. Go
I don't
run
like,
a marathon.
I don't really like running very much. I like what I like to say is somebody who runs in a treadmill is that in real life in a gym, I can run for 15 minutes. In real life, I can run for 15 feet. Because running on
that
a treadmill
is, true,
is a lot easier than running in real life.
Yeah, my standard at the gym is like at whatever 4.5, whatever that is, miles an hour. Is that right?
I don't know. I usually go around 8.
You go 8?
Yeah.
Oh well, that's why you can go shorter than me. I go I can go for 20 minutes at the 4.5,
okay.
2.5,
yeah,
or whatever, and do the thing. But then I'm also bored.
Oh, really?
It's very boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But don't you listen to podcasts when you're...
Yeah, but it's hard to listen to a podcast...
When you're running.
Whereas you can when you're, like, riding a bike or you're doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
Smooth things, you can listen to a podcast.
Yeah.
But there's a certain bounce to it that it doesn't make sense.
I've tried to read while running,
mm-hmm.
and that doesn't work very well, partly because I do interval running, so I change the speed while I'm going.
Okay.
And then, so I'll forget, because I'm reading and I forget to watch the time. So I just listen to music. That works better. Way better.
And now it's a horrible time to be at the gym because everyone is doing their resolutions.
Yeah, that's worse.
So
time.
It is crazy.
I remember this regular saying to me one time. He says, yeah, we won't see any of these people in 2 months.
Yep.
I say, yeah, that's probably true.
Though that's, and I was listening to another podcast, because I do enjoy podcasts. I think it was...
what about this one?
Take it or leave it. Planet Money, and they were talking about how gyms all function on the idea that people won't come.
That's
true. And if they did come, the gym would be screwed.
Oh, yeah, because there would be no room.
There'd be no room, right.
Yeah.
So
it's
everyone...
Airlines overselling the plane all the time.
Now, I don't get that. Who buys a ticket and then doesn't show up?
People do, apparently.
Why? And then they just eat the cost?
I don't know what they do.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me because that's so much money, right?
Yeah.
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 I don't get that. But like the gym thing, it makes sense. But it does feel like, oh, well, then it's just a big scam. This is a scam.
It is in a way. I mean,
no, it's not in a way.
It's not a scam.
It's totally not a scam.
I mean, it
because
is.
Because they know human behavior will not. They know this person that they're signing up for a year. Or like say they sign up 10 people.
Sure.
They know 8 of those people and aren't going to do it. And so they know it's bullshit.
Yeah, I agree with you. In fact, there's a local gym chain owned by an ex-Canuck.
Okay.
And they have no contracts. So you just pay monthly. And if you don't go, you know, if you count, you know what I mean? So it doesn't keep you going until your membership runs out.
Yeah, I do the, you know, you buy 10 passes or whatever, and I go and I do that.
You buy 10 steps. You're allowed to take 10 steps in the gym, and then you have to leave again.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they're always, I know when I haven't been for a long time because the system all changes when you get in there. It's like, you got to wear the wristband. You don't wear a wristband. We scan it. We don't scan it. We go in here. They take your picture. They don't take your picture. It's a whole bunch of business.
Yeah.
You know, and I try to, by God, they remember your name. Oh, they remember your name.
Right?
Yeah. Which means you got to remember their name.
I don't get that.
And it's like, hey, Ian,
don't they wear
how you doing,
tags?
Ian?
Don't they wear name tags?
I can't look at their breasts. What am I going to like zzz, down and back up? That doesn't work.
It's a good excuse.
No, it's not. Not at all. Terrible.
I don't get that. Well, some of them remember me, but most don't. Because it's a busy place that has a lot of members.
But you haven't been going to the gym. Yeah, because your work does not allow it.
But what's weird is I haven't gone for 2 months. I've gone down a pant size.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems wrong because I've just gone through, you know, Christmas time where I was eating cookies like they're going out of style.
But your job is more physically demanding.
I guess so. I guess that's it. I think, yeah, imagine if I was going to the gym, I'd lose 2 pant sizes. I'd be a broomstick.
Would that be a good thing for you?
I don't think so. I don't need to lose weight that much.
You know what you should do? Competitive eat. Get your weight back up.
Here's the thing. When you talk about competitive, like that thing, eating that giant burger, you know, at least you're eating a giant burger. Like it's, you know, okay, yeah, it's too much. 6 patties.
By the way, you're also eating in front of people, which I think would be my big issue.
Yeah.
It's like everyone going, chew, chew, chew. You're just like, no, couldn't do that. No, people ever giving you a big stare while you're watching you eat? Ugh, can't do that.
I've never noticed. Maybe.
Well, you've never done it. You've never done the competitive eating while you got a whole restaurant looking at you.
No, no.
Going, Dave, Dave, Dave.
Well, no, but have you eaten competitively?
I just don't like people watch me while I eat.
Okay.
I don't like that very much.
And so, but at least you're getting the burger, right? Like you're getting a meal. Those guys who do competitive eating, they're eating like wet buns.
Yeah.
And just sliding the hot dog down their throat without chewing it.
Mm.
Like, yuck.
You know what I don't understand?
They're basically sword swallowers.
They certainly are. Here's what I don't understand about that.
Yeah.
So you got a bun, a white bun, and your hot dog. Now,
yep. Best kind of bun.
When you wet the wiener, the wiener doesn't shrink.
Oh, this is getting...
The wiener stays the same size.
Boy, oh boy.
So all we're doing right now is we're reducing the size of the bun. That's the thing, right? Yeah. And yet,
I hope everyone's saying that's what she said over and over again.
Sure. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Do you have to eat the hot dog and the bun at the same time? Because it feels to me, because I think they do. Do you? Because you've had Wonder Bread. You can take Wonder Bread, which is basically what a white bread is.
Yeah.
You could take a hot dog bun and in your hands, squish it down to the size of a die.
Yeah.
And just pop it in your mouth. Done. Right? Why are we doing this water business? Just squish, eat, done. Hot dog,
dry.
Done.
It's dry, though.
Okay, it's dry. Drink a glass of water.
So you don't need to. You've already pre-wet it. So I know, you
it's
just...
terrible, though. That's
what I'm saying is this is gross. Like, why would you... That's not fun. Like maybe if you did, like, oyster shucking, then you're at least getting the pure oyster, right? You're not like, having it with... You know, you're not adding more water to the oyster. You're just sliding these oysters on your throat.
Right.
Which is also kind of gross after a while.
What do you mean after a while?
How many oysters
isn't gross?
Well, they're not terrible, are they?
Do you like oysters?
I don't know. I've never had them.
That's what I was thinking.
I imagine they're like clams.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, what are you talking about?
But I like clams, and they're not much different, are they?
Yes, they are. You don't need a raw clam.
Oh, I guess that's right. You're eating raw oysters, right?
Yeah.
No, forget it.
Okay.
That's gross.
I mean, they're both in a shell. I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm.
But you eat them very, very, very different ways.
On the half shell?
You can eat them on a half shell, yeah.
Okay.
But a clam you cook.
Yes. That's true. And I pretty much dislike them in like a chowder, so they're kind of mixed in with a bunch of stuff as well.
Yeah,
they're more there for texture. I like them as texture. Okay.
Hey, Dave, ask me what my sleeping's been like lately.
Oh, Ian?
You know, remember at the beginning when I asked, like, Ian? How's your holiday been?
Yeah, yeah.
I was waiting. I was waiting for you to ask me how's mine been. Let me just check the old clock on the wall here and see how long it's been since 40 minutes. And how are you?
Here's the thing. It's we were having an interesting conversation.
Okay.
I didn't want to derail it
by concern about me.
Yeah, by introducing you into the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, all right, fair enough.
How was your?
Let me tell you my sleeping
how's
habits.
Year? How's your New Year been?
I was there with you. We celebrated New Year at our friend David Fine and Alison Snowden's place.
That was nice.
We watched Shaun the Sheep Shorn the Sheep.
What a rough start that film had.
Did it have a rough start?
I felt like, oh, when they started it, I was just like, oh my God. I have to sit here for like the next hour and a half watching this kiddie movie?
I was just comfortable on a couch.
I was laying on the floor, so I was probably more critical.
It got fairly funny by the end.
Yes, it got better.
And we also watched, what's it? It's a Wonderful World or It's a Beautiful World?
World of Tomorrow?
World of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Don Hertzfeldt film, which I really liked.
Very good.
But I like his stuff quite a bit. So that was a lovely start to the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I'm thinking.
Then we watched some awkward conversation. Like, okay, just before
we watched awkward conversation.
Yeah, but because we turned on the television and we were watching the countdown.
Oh,
but
yes.
We were watching a local one because
global
this year, for the first time in many years, we've actually have a downtown celebration for New Year's. It's not just a police cordoned off the city and keeping everyone out.
Right.
And so they parked the fireworks barge out in the harbor. near waterfront, a big convention
the
center.
The same barge they use for the Symphony of Fire.
That's right.
Because why would we have more than one fireworks barge?
Well,
that's a waste of barge.
It does seem like a waste, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So they parked that, and then they had this ginormous fireworks display when midnight struck. Okay. But before that, bizarrely, this seems strange to me, they chose as entertainers news people to sit and talk to each other.
Well, not entertainers, hosts. Just hosts. Simple hosts.
Yeah, but they're supposed to be entertaining us.
Right. But
like the fucking news cannot even entertain us for 1 minute between each other talking.
Yeah.
Why would you put them
you
in for an hour
loaded,
of doing that?
Yeah, I mean, I understand on the
wouldn't
news
you get
every
like
night,
professional entertainers, people who are professional and you know entertaining people?
What I was thinking at the time was, what was Brent Butt doing?
Yeah,
was he at home? Was he doing a show?
He was at home.
Even if he was,
Well, he's probably doing a show.
Maybe he's doing a show
because New Year's. That's probably what it is. Everyone who's talented is working.
Could be.
They have stuff to
do. But you know where you could work on TV.
They have money to make.
Yeah, but they could make money on TV.
Those guys are getting nothing for doing that, by the way.
Not the news people, because they already own
them. Yeah, they're all under
body
contract.
Body and soul. They got choice.
That's why they're there. It's free.
I got you. Because it's the same time they'd be doing the news. So they're there. I got
it. Yeah.
But spend a couple of bucks. Because it's, but here's what they did.
You're speaking a weird language.
It was completely boring.
Yeah.
Nothing's going on.
Yeah.
Like dull. Like just the worst nothing.
Dullsville.
Got nothing to say.
Yep.
And then it's like, well, we're coming up on the old New Year's.
Yeah.
So we're thinking like, oh, it's going to get exciting.
Yeah.
Cut to commercials.
Oh, and so many commercials.
So many commercials that you think we're not going to get to New Year's.
Yeah.
So you're getting anxious and angry.
Yeah.
And then you finally come in at like less than a minute.
We were like, someone had their finger poised over the remote control to switch it to Ryan Seacrest.
That's how desperate
it was.
Ryan Seacrest.
We were going to watch Jenny McCarthy and Ryan Seacrest. Which, you know, is kind of like watching your clothes dry.
Here's what they got to do. They got to get comedians together and have them host this damn thing.
Yeah.
Get like comedians.
Have some funny people. Although the problem there is that you have, you know, you'd have to choose, they would choose people that people know, and then they would offend everybody because, you know, they're comedians.
And then their whole thing would be, did they go too far for the next couple of days?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, maybe they did. Let's see next year. Did they go too far? Oh, let's watch them again.
Yeah.
Oh, you went too far again. Oh, let's watch them next year. It's fine.
But what I like about it is every year they let us know that Times Square is still there.
That's true.
Pretty helpful. But anyway, so.
And it's the only time you use Times Square for something time related.
It's true. That's right.
What time is it?
It does have a big clock in it, right? There's a big clock.
Is there? I just know there's a big ball. Is there a clock under the ball?
I just meant in the square. Like even when it's not New Year's, there's a big clock there.
Is there where? Is it above the Coca-Cola sign? Where is it located?
I always thought there was. Like a big...
I'm sure there are clocks. There are clocks around, digital clocks.
I think I'm just thinking people are wearing watches.
Okay.
That's probably what I was getting mixed up. But anyway.
Thanks for asking me how my sleep's been.
Now that I've derailed you again.
Here's my sleep situation.
Tell us.
So New Year's happens, and it's, you know, I've got to, like, you know, adjust because I'm normally a night person. But, like, the holidays, you got to be up during regular hours because people need to see you and you got to do things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, January 2nd, we're going to get some shit done.
Yeah.
You know what? We're going to clean the basement. We're going to get stuff out of boxes from the move. By gosh, we're going to get...
This was your New Year's resolution.
So much. Well, we didn't even... there's other resolutions. Our resolution basically was not to wait for stuff. We're going to do stuff while we're waiting.
I thought that was Pia's.
I jumped on board that.
You jumped on board that one? Okay, sorry.
Yeah, because it was a good one. And I know a good resolution when I hear one. So, and I'm lazy. So I grabbed that one too.
Okay, so you didn't jump on mine to eat more hickory sticks?
Only competitively. Okay. Is that like a Slim Jim, very similar?
No, it's the little kind of French fries in a bag.
Oh, those, okay.
Yeah, pretty terrible, actually.
All right.
That's why I chose them.
A lot of sodium in a Slim Jim.
My plan is to not enjoy this year.
Here's what every night has been.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, I go to sleep. I will go to sleep around 6 a.m. because I'll work nights, and I'll go to sleep around 6 a.m.
Yep.
So what happens is I'm wide awake. I'm wide awake.
At 6 a.m.
No. I'm wide awake at night.
Yeah.
Wide awake. And then like around 5 a.m.
Oh, 5 a.m. Okay.
I'm insanely tired. Like it just goes from, zippity bam. Everything drains out of me. I need to go sleep now.
Yeah.
And, I got to like desperately go around the house and do all the things that need doing.
Mm-hmm.
Shut this off. Set this up. Feed the cats. Give a pill to a cat that needs a pill. Don't give a pill to a cat that doesn't need a pill. Make sure this is locked.
Yeah.
Make sure this is going.
Sure.
Make sure no one's thrown used condoms in the backyard. That's been happening. And stuff. So
are you sure they're used? You haven't looked that closely.
Why are they knotting them up if they're not? It's gross. It's a gross situation.
Maybe they're having water balloon fights.
Let me just tangent and go. This is like an old stand-up bit of mine, which is like, my old stand-up bit goes along these lines, which is, hey, you want a money-saving tip? Here's this. Go to the drugstore, buy a box of condoms, throw them around your neighborhood and your rent won't go up. Ha ha ha. Good fun. We all had a good time.
Yeah.
People are doing that in my backyard now.
You should be thanking them.
Well, I'm going like, are you fans? Are you doing the bit? So, because if so, I've got other jokes you could do.
Sure.
So, any hoobity-hoo. So, every night on the dot, 5. Oh, my God, I'm tired. Ooh, staggered to bed.
It's actually morning, so.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So, don't judge me. Everything's nighttime. Everything's nighttime in winter.
Is it?
4 p.m. is nighttime.
Yeah.
Black as night.
I like it.
So, do you?
Yeah,
I do. Do you like it being 4 p.m. and black as night?
I do.
Soul-sucking darkness?
I really do like the gloominess of this time of year.
Enjoy. So, 5 a.m., I'm out.
Yes.
About 7:30, I start to wake up. Like, I'm going to keep forcing myself to sleep. 8, got to get up. Can't. Just completely up. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, I'm up. So I've had my 3 hours. I'm wandering around. I'm like, you know what? I feel pretty good. I actually feel fairly refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm going to get a jump on this day because I'm earlier up earlier than I normally am.
Yeah.
Going to get stuff done. Go out to get stuff done. Everything's closed. Of course it is. Why would it be open? It's not. It's morning. It's stupid 8:00. Times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I go. I'm gonna get stuff done around the house, and I'm gonna get some done at the office. So I'm at the office or wherever I'm at. 2 p.m. comes around.
That's a tired time.
And then, yeah, not just tired.
Yeah.
Once again, I can't function. I can't walk. I 2 days ago, I was on my way to the office. 2 p.m. came, and I went, I can't walk. Literally, I'm leaning against a lamppost going like, I'm going to fall asleep right now. This is ridiculous.
Because you only had 3 hours sleep.
Right. Well, but you'd think there'd be a slight learning curve of now I'm getting a little more sleepy. No, it's just immediate. Desperately tired. I got to sleep right now.
Yeah.
So I had to hop a cab, go home. Because I was thinking like, maybe I can sleep in the office. But no, that's hobo style. I don't want to do that. Go home. And every day it's been sleeping. And I usually like have to then do stuff when I get home, like staggering around. But 3 to 8, I'll sleep. And then I'm up.
Wow.
But I don't. But 8, I could keep sleeping.
Yeah.
Like there's no period on the end of the sentence. I'm still tired. Yeah. I just go, fuck it. I've got to get up because I've got to do some stuff. Okay. And then repeat every day. That's what it's been.
Yeah.
So I've been like a zombie. And Pia's been the same, you know, with her hours. Her hours are screwed up. And a couple other people I know, friends and family, they've been all screwed up. So yeah, we're all a big mess with tiredness.
Well, first thing I think is you should change the resolution to eat all those hickory sticks. That is obviously...
Hello, Dave. I know you're working for a big hickory stick.
Our sponsor this week, Hickory Sticks.
Please do an ad for Hickory Sticks
terrible.
Right now.
That sounds terrible. But I have similar sleeping habits to you if I could. Like, I'm a night person.
You can.
I'm a night person. Well, I can't.
Similar.
I can't because I have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go to work.
Understood.
So I get up at 6:20. So I have to get up at 6:20 in the morning to get a little work. That's everyone who gets up at 5 is like, ugh, big deal, Dave.
This seems like the opposite of what a stoner would do. They've got the 4:20. You've got the 6:20.
I got the 6:20.
Woo, 6:20. Yeah. What's that? I've got to get up and go to my job.
Unless I'm having a shower in the morning. Then I get up at 6:10. Woo, yeah. Just to throw them off.
Who are you throwing off?
I don't know. Myself. But even...
You throw yourself off in the shower.
But even though I get up at 6 in the morning and I, you know... I don't sleep very well. I mean, I don't go to bed very early. But when I have a sleepy time in the day, I always have had, which is basically between 2 and 4.
Right.
Like I can fall asleep like in a second during that time. That's like I always joke, I wish I lived in Spain where I could have fiesta. I could have a siesta at that time.
You can have a fiesta. They won't judge you.
They like parties too. But they prefer their fiestas in the evening, not in the afternoon. But and then I'm fine.
Yeah.
And if I can get through that, like when I'm at work, I don't lay down on the floor and go to sleep at 2.
No.
But if I was just sitting, like I remember when I didn't have like a real job, in quotation marks, when I was a farrier and I worked by appointment, I would go and get the girls, pick them up from school, and I would come home and they'd be like, Dad, watch this cartoon show with me. And it would be like around 4 o'clock when we got back after they played in the playground for a while. And then I would sit down and I would immediately fall asleep. soon as I sat down and started watching this cartoon, like my body just went, oh, you've stopped. And, you know, every time. And then, of course, that would be exactly when Lisa would come home. So then it would look terrible. Like, all he does is sleep all day, right? You know, so no, I was going to get dinner ready. I just fell asleep. But, you know, so it's just weird. And then when 9 o'clock rolls around, then I get this weird burst of energy.
Yeah.
Then I want to stay awake long. So then I'll stay up, you know, till 1 o'clock in the morning. And then I'll go to bed at 1:00 and then I get up at 6:20 to celebrate.
Boo.
Why?
Boo for the lack of sleep and stuff.
Oh, I don't mind. I don't actually can. I can operate fairly well on.
Yeah.
A few hours sleep.
Though I think if you talk to a doctor, then so I'm like, how much do you sleep again? I can do fine with this. You get more sleep. I think we have a thing in our culture of a sleep shame where it just feels there's some sort of almost badge of like, I got very little sleep. Good for me. I'm sleepy. Mm-hmm. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Being a sleepy person.
Like the idea that we're pushing it. We're pushing the boundaries.
Yeah, good for you.
You do being extreme, all tired. I do extreme sleeping.
Yeah, you're burning the midnight oil and whatnot. And it's like, no, I'm all for getting sleep.
But hasn't that shame always kind of been there? Like, I mean, it's the old joke. If someone called you at 5 in the morning and woke you up.
Yeah.
And they said, did I wake you? You'd say no. You know,
and I'd be correct for the most part.
Well,
I
wouldn't. Yeah. I would be asleep, you know, soundly asleep. But if they phone, I'd be like, no, I just sitting here thinking of you. You know, like, well, why do you deny you were sleeping at 5 in the morning? Like, why do we do that?
And then he'd be like, this is the police, sir. Yeah, I was just thinking about you. Your shiny outfits, your nightsticks. Sorry, officer, what?
Shiny patches. Yeah.
There's a murderer in the house. Thanks for telling me.
Yeah.
You guys coming over?
Nah, we just thought we'd warn you.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it just feels, that's just strange, right? But I mean, we're embarrassed that we sleep. So we pretend that we don't.
It feels like we treat sleep as a sign of weakness.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, it's not. You should. And yet, like all doctors basically go, look, get some sleep.
Yeah.
You know, it's not only healthy, it's dangerous to not get enough sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you drive a car, right? Get enough sleep.
Yeah, that actually is the most dangerous thing, I think, about. Yeah. I have fallen asleep while driving, so. Not to such a degree that I drove off the road, but almost. So yes, it's dangerous. And then I have one other thing I was going to say, and I forget now. So don't worry about everybody.
Okay. Well, we might get back.
We might get to it.
Now, Dave, I did not give you a Christmas gift, but I did give you a gift that is thanks to Vicky Van, my sister-in-law.
Yeah.
She's living in a new apartment building that's quite a nice apartment building. And one of the things they got in their laundry room is a book exchange. And someone left a book about the Beatles.
Yes.
And so why don't you say what it is?
Well, it's Magical Mystery Tours, My Life with the Beatles by Tony Bramwell, who wrote it with someone, which seems strange because he was a writer. But he was the press rep for the Beatles in the early days.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll get a lot of Tony Bramwell. I don't know. He must have carried on knowing them. He worked for NEMS. He worked for Brian Epstein more than the Beatles, actually.
Okay.
But he was kind of a mover and shaker in their early part
of
their career.
Well, both Vicky and I thought, there's no way Dave hasn't read this book.
No,
so
I have not.
So there's no way. But we might as well bring it, and he'll say, I've got it, and it'll be it. So it's nice to find out that you did not. You have not read this yet.
No, I have not.
Now, I know like some people have asked us, because we did our Beatles podcast, which was completely Beatles. Are you going to do any more Beatles stuff? And we're not really going to do any more Beatles stuff. Maybe you'll mention things you liked about this book in the future.
Sure.
But in the meantime,
yeah,
as a bit of a Christmas present, we're going to do a little Beatles thing right now. We're going to do a little Beatles thing.
Okay.
You've brought some...
Step right up. Roll up for the mystery tour. Okay.
Yep. Nice. Okay. I thought, like, was that our theme song? Because
no,
I don't think it was. You've brought what? Why don't you explain what's
in front of us? Well, this was given to me by my mom a while back. It's Trivial Pursuit, but it's Beatles Trivial Pursuit.
Okay.
And so it has various subjects about the Beatles. What's interesting about the box is that four of the six subjects have not been opened.
Mm.
So someone opened up a couple of packages, looked at the cards, and said, nope, not for me. And put it
and
all
gave
back.
Gave it to your mom.
Gave it to, well, this. My mom works in a in a thrift store, the Hospital Auxiliary.
Okay. Were you going to say a penny store? Pincher store?
It's called Penny Pinchers.
Oh, that's the name of the store.
That's the name of the store. Yeah.
I'm like, that seems like a mean thing to say about the store.
No. It's called Penny Pinchers.
Right next to Tight Fist.
And what they do is, they sell used goods, and then all the money they make goes to the hospital.
Okay.
So they've done things like buy big equipment and start a whole new maternity ward there.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
And scanners for people that, like, eat a lot of processed meat. They can see what type of meat they eat.
See how salty you are.
Yeah, they'll see how salty you are.
Yeah.
It used to be doctors would have to just lick you to see how salty you were.
Yeah.
Or bring a deer in. And if the deer spent more than a minute licking you, you have too much salt in your system.
That's right. You are the salt of the earth.
Okay. So, should I read you a trivia thing, or do you want to trivia me? Because there's no way that I'm going to win against you in trivia. But this might be fun for our listeners to try and play along.
Yeah, this is a chance for me to be humiliated by trivia.
No, not at all. Not at all.
So,
if it goes bad, I'm just going to give you Marvel trivia.
So I chose two of the topics that are in the box. One is movies.
Yeah.
And one is albums and singles.
Okay, I'm going to go with singles and albums.
How about albums and singles?
Oh, instead of singles
and albums. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going with the American version where it's all reversed.
Okay.
All right.
So there's various. I don't know what all these mean. You know how Trivial Pursuit, there's different colors and.
Yep.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
But I'm going with the third one down.
Third one down. Okay. What song from Magical
Mystery Tour? Love Me Do.
Nope.
Okay, go ahead.
What song from Magical Mystery Tour was the B-side to Hello Goodbye?
Was the B-side to Hello
Goodbye? I can give you a hint if you'd like.
What's that? Bootleg?
I can give you a hint if you'd like.
Oh, I thought I said, give me a hint. It's a bootleg.
No,
it's
not
unusual
bootleg.
For an actual B-side to be a bootleg.
No.
Okay, give me a...
It's my favorite Beatles song.
Oh, I Am the Walrus.
You're correct. After that, I had to check and make sure that I was right.
Why was that a B-side? I Am the Walrus.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it? But yeah, it was just too
wacky. Yeah, I was going to say, because it's the only song that I really know from it, except aside from Roll Up Magical Mystery Tour, which you spoiled with your theme song singing.
How about Fool on the Hill?
What about it?
You know that song?
Sure, why not?
That's also from Magical Mystery Tour.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're doing albums and singles as well.
I think so.
I'll do fourth down, whatever that is.
Okay. All right, so you want to go fourth down. Okay.
Yeah.
How is the group's name spelled out on the cover of Magical Mystery Tour?
In stars.
Oh, that's not what I got here.
Oh, what is
it? Oh, wait, yes, you're right. In yellow, in yellow stars. You're correct.
Okay.
Well done.
Scared me. First question. You got it wrong, Nedrick. You lose your Beatles expert.
No, I'm now realizing that my vision isn't that great.
Okay.
All right, but go ahead. Let's do one for the movies.
One for movies. Okay. Choose a number down.
Number five.
Number five. In A Hard Day's Night, who is the
grandfather.
First... Grandfather.
Oh,
this is a tough one.
Oh.
Who is the first Beatle to talk to Patty Boyd, and where does it happen?
Is it John in the hallway?
I think it's Colonel Mustard in the pantry. Let's see here. Oh, I didn't have the right. I had the right person, but I had the wrong place.
What was that?
Paul talks to Patty in the train's dining car.
Okay, that's not where he's. Is there card tricks or something involved?
That's later.
Yeah.
Remember, they come and watch them. They're playing. They're playing crib in the. They're sitting in the kind of locked area in a mail car. Or something
okay.
Like that.
All right. I'll take this.
Okay. I'll do this. Second one down.
You're gonna do second one down.
Second one down.
Okay. What Beatles film features the group and others singing a melody of songs accompanied by accordion?
Magical Mystery Tour. Boy, that's a real
theme. Oh, for crying out loud.
that's a real theme today. Okay.
All right. Let's try the movies again.
Movies again.
I'm going to go number one.
Number one. Number one with a bullet.
Number one. Here we go. Number one.
In which Beatles film do all four Beatles
wear
disguises with facial hair?
I'm gonna guess Help.
I think it's A Hard Day's Night, actually. Remember they are... Oh, no, Help. That's weird. What about when they have their disguises on? Or maybe it says Paul has a mustache?
I'm not sure.
They're all kind of reading newspapers.
Kind of thing they were doing that Help business.
That's weird.
Well, the important thing is...
When they're at the train station.
Well, I'm just saying I was right and you were wrong.
And all the ladies, all the girls are running past them.
I don't know about that. No, I just know the cards say I'm right. So what are you going for? Are you going for...
I'll go albums and singles. I'm bitter about this movie thing.
Oh, good. All right. What are you going to do?
How about the very bottom?
Very bottom. What song on Let It Be, Naked, features... because ..
Yes, ..
Ellipses, Naked, features only... Three Beatles.
I guess that would have to be, what's that song called? I Me Mine.
I Me Mine, you're right. Recorded without?
John Lennon, who is away.
And what date was it recorded? Give me a year.
70.
Yep. Well
that
played.
That was the final session. That was the last time the Beatles recorded.
Oh, that's kind of
And John
sad.
Wasn't there.
All right.
What do you want to do?
I'm going to go with the movies again, and I'm going to go number six. Sorry, folks, if you're getting bored with this, but we're not. All right, go ahead. Six. We're getting competitive now.
That's right.
Go.
We're not keeping track. Someone keep track of this for us.
All right, six.
In A Hard Day's Night.
Yay!
Dancers do a routine to an instrumental version of which Beatles song?
Oh, man. Twist and Shout?
I'm going to guess I Want to Be Your Man. Oh, no, I'm Happy Just to Dance with You. Oh, darn it.
I would not have gotten that
apparently,
in a million years.
Apparently, I wouldn't either.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go movies too. Cause,
all right, get her here.
So do the third one.
Okay, and then I've got an idea for a twist on this game.
Okay.
Okay, in A Hard Day's Night, which Beatle says that Ringo's drums loom large in legend? In his legend.
I'm going to say John.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ringo.
I'm very sorry.
Who is it?
George.
Oh, yes. Damn it.
What was
it?
Now, here's what I want to do with this.
You know what? George went into my head, and then I thought we were talking about George. Why didn't I think that? Anyway, I'm a stupid person.
Here's what I'm going to do this time.
Okay. Oh, you're doing movies
I'm going to give you the answer, and then what? You tell me what the question is.
How can I figure
number
that out?
Number four.
Okay.
Orange.
Orange.
Orange. What is the question? This is in movies.
Orange.
Yep. Orange. The color orange. You've got to tell me what is the question. Orange. I'm going to tell you the movie if you want.
Okay, wait a second. What color is the pop that is spilled in Help?
Nope.
Damn.
All right. The movie is Magical Mystery Tour. Orange. What is the question? Something orange.
I have no idea. What is it?
In the Blue Jay Way segment of Magical Mystery Tour,
okay.
What color suit does George wear?
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
I like it better this way. This is more fun.
Okay.
This is way more fun.
I'm going to do albums and singles to you with this. Or do you want to do movies? I should give you the choice.
Let's do movies. Yeah, let's do that. So give me...
okay.
Look at any of them that you want and give me the answer and I'll give you the question.
Okay, this is movies.
Okay. The answer.
I'm not going to give you a color because that's Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Movie.
Movie.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the name of the band in Pepperland?
Exactly. Good job.
Woo!
Ian now takes title of Beatles expert.
All right. Let me, now I'm going to go with singles.
Okay.
Here we go. Phil Spector.
who produced Let It Be after,
Yeah. Who reproduced the songs on the Let It Be album.
There you go.
This is a harder way of doing it, but it's actually quite a bit more fun. Okay.
All right. What do you want? Albums or singles?
I'm going to go. Yeah.
I mean, sorry, albums and singles or movies?
Yeah. I see. You're doing what the magicians call a force. Okay. I'm probably not going to get it with the albums. So I'm not that good on those, but go ahead.
Okay. Don't Pass Me By and Goodnight.
What songs aren't on Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band?
Okay. Let me give you a different question. Blackbird,
yeah.
Piggies, and Rocky Raccoon.
What are the first three songs on Rubber Soul's B-side? Side number two.
That one would be, what are the animal songs on the White Album?
Oh, well then, that's completely wrong.
And the first one would, what are Ringo's songs on the White Album?
Oh, wow. Okay, all right, okay. Okay, all right. Give me one of these. There we go.
Okay.
Okay, here we are. This is... Folks, I don't know if you're enjoying this, but I certainly am. Okay.
Okay.
Strawberry Fields Forever and Penny Lane.
What songs were taken off Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band? Or what was their double-A single? Or what was their first single not to make number one?
You're getting very close.
What was their first double-A? No, it wasn't their first double-A single.
No, you were closer at the beginning.
Okay, so what were the two songs?
The two songs are Strawberry Fields Forever and Penny Lane.
Yeah, what were the two songs taken off of Sgt. Pepper's? Or not, how would you say it? Were not included on Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Where
or
did they end
recorded
up? Where did they end up?
On a single.
There you go. That's it.
Okay.
They were taken. That's right. They were recorded during the Sgt. Pepper sessions, but were instead.
They were supposed to be on the album, and then they were taken by the record company and turned into a single.
Okay. Hit me with the.
Rhythm
movies.
Stick.
Movies.
Rhythm. Movies. Okay.
Here we go. Movie.
Eight Arms to Hold You.
Eight Arms to Hold You. Oh boy. All right. How many? Okay, if the octopus in Octopus's Garden wanted to hug you,
yeah.
How many arms would that octopus have? The movie would be Help.
You're right.
Okay, go. What is it?
Because it was. What was the working title of Help?
Oh, that's right.
Eight Arms to Hold You.
Fuck! I actually did know that. Once upon a time. Okay, let's do two more.
Okay.
Do you want albums and singles?
I'll do albums and singles. Sure.
Alrighty. Here we go. We're doing it the hard way.
Doing it the hard way. Okay.
Okay, here we go. Singing into a microphone.
What? That's the easiest one? Okay, let me just see. Mm-hmm. Singing into...
Oh, actually, well, look, man. I'll give you the other ones if you want to guess any of these. Okay. I'll give you all the... All right, okay. the first one. John. So there, that's... Okay.
Okay.
Second one. Let It Be. That's the second answer. Third one. George and Ringo. Fourth answer. Singing into a microphone.
Okay.
Fifth answer. I, Me, Mine. And the sixth. Across the Universe, The Long and Winding Road, and I, Me, Mine. So let's go with the last one first. What do those have in common? Across the Universe, The Long and Winding Road, and I, Me, Mine.
Oh, don't think they're all on Let It Be. Or
that's correct.
They were all...
three songs on Let It Be.
They were all messed with by Phil Spector. They were all...
Has something to do with Ringo.
Was it that Ringo played on them for in the session?
They have drums overdubbed by Ringo.
That's okay. That's yeah. He did a session with first Phil Spector where he did drum overdubs.
Right. Okay. So back to singing into a microphone.
So these are all Let It Be questions.
Okay. I'm gonna give you a clue on this. Okay.
That seems so.
All right. Here we go. The clue is album cover.
Oh, which Beatle is singing into a microphone on the cover of
what album?
Let It Be.
Which two Beatles?
Oh, which two? Oh, there's two of them.
Yeah, which two Beatles are?
I'm going to say John and Paul.
That is correct. And wow. All right. Now I've actually told you one of these answers.
So who is wearing a fur coat on the
Which Beatle on the Let It Be album cover
have
mustaches but no beard?
Which Beatle on the Let It Be cover has...
Which Beatles?
Yeah.
The Let It Be album cover have mustaches,
but no beard.
But no beards. That'd
be George and Ringo.
That is correct. Very good. And all right. What Beatles album issued by Apple opens and closes with dialogue from John?
That would be Let It Be.
There we go.
Interesting.
Well done, you.
Okay. So what? Well, they're all related to that. I see the pattern now with these. So you want movies?
Yeah. Hit me with a movie. We'll go. Okay. You know what? You can run down the full thing, and I'll guess them all.
Okay.
I'll guess all six. Here we go.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to start at the top.
Okay.
A Hard Day's Night.
A Hard Day's Night. What was the Beatles' first film?
No.
All right, but I was correct. Okay.
What
is the question?
The question is, which Beatles film was hailed by the Village Voice as the Citizen Kane of jukebox movies?
Fair enough. It's also their first film.
That's
second
true.
Second question.
Patty Boyd.
Patty Boyd, yep. Who we'll name the character in A Hard Day's Night. Do I have to be more specific?
Sorry, did you say an actress who was in Hard Day's Night?
Hard Day's Night, yeah.
More than that. I need more information than that.
More information than that.
She went on to be something else after A Hard Day's Night.
Oh, okay. She became a girl. She'll be a woman soon.
She became George Harrison's wife.
Oh, I did not know that. Okay, go ahead.
Princess Margaret.
Princess Margaret.
Yeah.
Who was unfairly made fun of before people unfairly made fun of Yoko Ono? Princess Margaret. That's who people unfairly made fun of.
You're right. You got that right.
All right. What is it?
No. Which member of the British royal family attended the world premiere of A Hard Day's Night?
Wow. It's all Hard Day's Night. Okay.
Yeah. These are all Hard Day's Night.
All right. Go ahead.
Ellen Klein.
Ellen Klein, who was the host of the show that the Beatles were on in
A Hard Day's Night? A Hard Day's Night question.
Oh, well, then that was incorrect. All right. What was it?
Whose idea was it to convert Let It Be from a TV special to a theatrical release film?
Oh, well, come on now.
That's the tricky
Settle
one.
Down. And the final one. Here, big
There's
big
two
box.
More. There's two more.
Okay, two.
He wears a black fur coat and his pants are green. This is another Let It Be question.
Black fur coat.
So one of the four of them.
I would say John.
John
seems to be a fur coat
he
wearing
doesn't,
kind of guy.
He wears a brown fur coat.
Oh.
So you got one more guess.
All right.
One more guess.
Gotta go Paul.
No.
Who?
George.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
All of them were wearing their wives' coats.
Well, I'll be damned. And finally, I'm going to put all my money on this one.
A Hard Day's Night.
All right, here we go.
Yeah. This is all your money?
All right. Hard Day's Night. Oh, that's the answer.
Man, this is you're not going to get this.
Hard Day's Night.
You're not
going to
get this. But I'm going to.
What is.
I'll give you a clue.
Ringo came. What was the name Ringo came up with and they stole and they used for the film?
I didn't steal it. He was a member of the band.
Okay.
But no, that's not that. It's which Beatles film.
Right. Is the best. Is clearly the best.
Its worldwide debut.
Yeah.
On this Beatles' 24th birthday. So you already know the film.
Ringo.
It's A Hard Day's Night, but yeah, it's Ringo. That's right.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yay.
Good.
We all had a delightful time.
So I hope our listeners are now awake. One of them fell asleep while on the running on the treadmill and fell. And we're sorry for that.
No, I really like this way of doing Trivial Pursuit, of like going with the answers and Jeopardy styling it. Yeah.
But they give you more clues in Jeopardy than what we're giving, where we're getting in Trivial Pursuit. Don't you think? Because basically they ask you the question.
Right.
And if
you don't know what the category is.
Well, we don't know.
Like, it'll be something like album covers, or it'd be something like, you know, some posters or something like that.
But I mean, what they do in Jeopardy,
though, dates.
They'll go, this Beatles film contains a dream sequence involving lots and lots of spaghetti. Then you would say, what is A Magical Mystery Tour?
Okay.
Right? In the film, Let It Be, what song features John and Paul singing harmony and playing acoustic guitars? Two of us. I'm not even looking at the answers. I'm so confident I'm right.
I know. Everyone knows.
What three songs? Oh, sorry. These three songs. So, but you have to say what are or what is.
Yeah.
Right? So they really still get they still get a detailed question. This is my point.
Really like to see you.
I'm going to stop showing off.
I would like to see you and David M. play this game.
Oh, David would beat me.
I would like to see. I would like to see how this goes.
He would wipe the floor with me.
Interesting. Okay, let's put those cards away. We'll break them out when we have other guests who are Beatles experts, and we'll see what happens.
But then you have to remember that Trivial Pursuit also has a strategy element to it as well. So
that's true. All right. Let me ask you this.
And also has the element, if you play it enough, you remember all the answers. Sky King.
All right. I'm going to ask you.
Isn't that always the answer to the questions?
It always is Sky King. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Marvel question.
Okay.
Marvel question.
Okay.
Name three heroes who have alliterative alter egos.
So alliterative would be like the same sound to their letters.
Like Donald Duck.
Okay, but this is in Marvel.
Marvel characters.
Gee whiz.
Nope, that's not a character.
That's not even a GG?
Just their secret identity. And their secret identity...
not the name of the superhero.
No.
But the name
otherwise
of
you could go Doctor Doom.
Like Peter Parker would be one.
Yeah, there'd be one. Now we need two more.
Reed Richards.
Okay, we need one more.
And Bruce Banner.
Very good. Also would have accepted Matt Murdock.
Matt Murdock? The 60s ones all seem to follow that simple recipe.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's good. Storm.
Sue Storm.
Yeah.
Yep. You just go through the list. Yeah. Pretty much they all are that.
Yeah.
And then again, goes Dr. Doom, because, you know, that's just the thing.
that's not his name, though, is it?
What's that?
Is his name really Dr. Doom?
No, it's Victor Von Doom.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. This is a deep cut.
Okay.
They alternated Peter Parker's alter ego with another name. It was Peter, but they gave him a different last name every so often for the first couple of issues.
Okay.
What was his last
name?
The other last
name. I've read those.
Yes.
And I probably noticed that and thought, no, that's interesting. I'm going to say Peter Porter.
Close. Peter Palmer.
Peter Palmer. Oh, I knew it would be still the P thing.
Yeah.
That's right. I do remember noticing that.
All right. Here's another little trivia question. When Spider-Man meets Dr. Octopus.
Yep.
Dr. Octopus grabs him and goes, I have you now, names a different superhero than Spider-Man, gets the superhero name wrong for Spider-Man.
Oh.
So what superhero, and I'm going to say this for, I'll give you this much of a clue.
Yeah.
Different company. Different comics company, not a Marvel character.
He says Superman.
Yes.
Wow.
I've got you now, Superman.
Interesting.
Yep.
Ben Oda was not paying attention. He was a letterer.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Very nice. Well done, you.
Everybody. Either Ben Oda or what was the other name of who was that other? Oh, I can't remember his name now. There's a couple.
Jack Kirby used to work in the studio system of what famous cartoonist?
Will Eisner.
Very good.
I know that one.
Name someone else that was working for Will Eisner that went on to become famous.
Like Jules Pfeiffer, you mean?
Boom. Thank you. Name me something Jules Pfeiffer did.
The greatest children's book, I Can't Find My Bear.
Nice.
It's a great book, everybody.
Find My Bear?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Where's My Bear? Or something like
I also
that.
Like Tantrum.
Tantrum's pretty good.
Yep.
That's a good one. And then there's 666.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. And I also like the films that he wrote, Little Murders.
Okay.
And Carnal Knowledge.
Okay.
And I really like the book that he wrote, a novel called Ackroyd. Very, very, very good novel.
So now you've got some recommendations for things to look up at your local library.
That's right. Library.
Library. Library.
Someone, it's sleepy time for someone.
It is sleepy time. I have been fading hard for the last little while. Is there anything you want to bring up before we wrap things up on this fine show?
No.
First show of the year.
I was going to say.
Sleepity-doo. I promise I'll be more awake next time.
I did. I performed in David M's Christmas show last week.
Yes, I saw pictures of you with that. How'd the show go?
It went really well. There was a lot of people there to see it. That was fun. And then I'm doing a Ukrainian version of it tonight.
What? Explain.
David, whose last name is Matichuk, is Ukrainian. So he is celebrating Ukrainian Orthodox Christmas tonight at the Railway Club.
At the Railway Club. Yeah. Same club that you...
Same club. But I think because it's... I think they assume there'll be less interest in a Ukrainian version of Christmas. Mm-hmm. He's in the back room rather than in the front room. But same stuff. I'll be... I'm sure I will be doing the show-stopping 12 Gifts of Christmas.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, how many of his shows have you done so far in the over the years, would you say?
Oh, I have no
more
idea.
More than 12?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
More than 15? More than 20? Less than 20? More than 10?
More around 20, I guess.
Let me ask you this question.
I'd have to ask David.
What year did you do your first one?
I'd have to ask David. I don't remember. Sometime in the 80s.
Were you in high school or college?
I was in college or university. My first appearance was as Don Cherry. I believe. And then my second appearance...
Did you have your own coat or did he supply you with a coat?
Didn't supply me with a coat. I just did a super...
Those of you who are, again, not from Canada, Don Cherry is kind of the loudmouth hockey...
Yes.
He was a coach.
He's coach of the Boston
then
Bruins.
Then dresses in very loud clothing.
Yes.
And says controversial things. Almost, and likes watching people fight.
Almost won the Stanley Cup, but they lost in a too many men on the ice penalty.
Right. So both you and him have won as many Stanley Cups as each other.
Yes, that's why I was chosen for that part. And and then I think my next time I played Alfred. So yeah, I've done
Alfred the butler from Batman?
Yep.
Traditional Christmas character in Canada. Alfred the butler.
No, this Batman. Was just in a general show.
Okay. And then you've also been Linus from
Been Linus.
Okay.
I've been when I was hairless from my chemotherapy.
Yeah.
I was I performed as Jean-Luc Picard playing Linus.
Seems the easier way would have been Major Charlie Brown.
Major Charlie Brown? How do you mean?
Not Major Charlie Brown as in the military, but say you're bald.
Yeah.
You're Charlie Brown instead of Linus.
It's more fun to have a celebrity guest doing the role of Linus, though.
Okay. All right. In the past, though, it would be you doing Linus, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it's just you doing Linus.
Yeah.
That's great. Everyone loves it.
Mm-hmm.
The next year, you're bald from chemotherapy.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm saying. It's like, makes sense to now instead you're Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown has hair.
Does he?
Yeah, he's got that little curl in the front of his head, right? That's hair.
Okay, let's hope it is. Let's hope it's hair.
I think it's worry lines.
I think it might be a scar.
Curly, worry lines.
In the head by baseballs a lot.
That's true.
It could be a dent.
Could be a dent in his head.
Yeah.
Yes.
His head used to be normal size, but just from the impact of all the balls.
Yeah.
It's swelled up to this enormous, freakish size.
I like that you're going to say swelled up.
I'm very tired, David.
I just
of this bullshit! Yeah. I'm sorry. I was cranky. I called Guy Fieri a cunt.
Yes, you were a little cranky today.
Now, to be fair,
When you said Guy Fieri, you meant me.
What? No.
Oh, okay.
No.
That's what I said.
No, you don't disgust me when you eat a burger. But we needed to get our explicit warning.
Yes, that's true.
You know, and so we have to swear every so often.
Every once in a while.
Beginning of the year, if we don't swear, then we got to be clean for the rest of the year. So that was one of the reasons I did it. I apologize to anyone out there who likes Guy Fieri.
Sure. Guy Fieri, see you next Tuesday.
There you are. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't think he'll be able to age gracefully.
Who does? There's a few people, but only people from Scandinavia, the Scandinavian countries, everywhere else.
Alec Guinness. Seemed to age gracefully, that guy. Age pretty gracefully.
Wore a wig, so I don't know if you wear a wig, I don't think you're aging gracefully.
But you're a British actor, you're going to wear
You're wearing a wig.
Yeah, we watched The Lady Killers the other day.
It's a very good movie. Alexander McKendrick, very good director.
Did not realize that, of course, Peter Sellers is in there.
Yes.
A little bit of a chubby Peter Sellers.
Herbert Lom. Yeah, when you see him in early films in that time period, often chubby, yeah.
And then what's it called? His boss from the Pink Panther movies.
Herbert Long.
Yeah, Herbert Long, yeah. Like, hey, those guys.
Another British actor.
They know each other.
Yeah.
Oh, that's British. Nice.
They're British.
Good for them. Oh, good for them.
It is a good film, though.
Now, I'm not sure whether I want to re-see the Coen Brothers remake or not.
Yeah, a lot of slapping.
A lot of slapping, a lot of falling off of bridges, a lot of somber music as people fall off of bridges. Maybe worthwhile. We'll see.
You've watched it, though. You have.
I've watched it in the theater. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And what do you think then?
I thought it's all right.
It's all right.
It wasn't one of my favorites.
No,
but it's well done. I mean, yeah. Every Coen Brothers movie has something to it.
Sure. I felt like they just kind of fell short in their Woody Allen pursuit.
Yeah.
Like a film a year, and they just felt like, well, we got to do a remake.
And after watching this season of Fargo, I've wanted to watch like some more Coen Brothers as well, mm-hmm. because there's lots of little tributes in Fargo to Coen Brothers movies. Okay. It makes you go, oh yeah, I really like the Coen Brothers. I should watch. Actually, here was a nice thing.
Sure.
You know those Hudsucker proxy, I guess aprons, what do you call them? Like, Tim Robbins wears one of those, and it's got Hudsucker proxy on it. And I always like those. I don't know if you call them aprons or work smocks or some
okay.
such.
Okay. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
You see what I'm talking
okay,
about.
Yep.
You get what I'm laying down, right?
I smell what you're cooking.
Right. So shortly before Christmas, I'm watching that and I go, I really like that.
Okay.
And Pia goes, well, little do I know.
Yeah.
She makes me one.
Oh, nice.
Really nice.
So when you're working, when you're writing, I hope you wear it.
Well, when
I can be just like Seth, who wears a boiler suit while he's drawing.
It cranks up the heat.
And
then all the hipsters walk by and go, hey, you're one of us. And he goes, no, I'm not. Yeah. I'm the opposite of you. Well, you dress exactly like us. That's just coincidence for a while.
When I read...
Stop it.
When I read Camus' The Stranger, it described the character, the Arab that he kills in the story, as wearing a boiler suit, which I had no idea what that meant at the time. I just had no... Right. I had all these ideas. My idea was he was wearing like a zoot suit. That was the only thing I could see. There was this Arab character walking around. I assume they're in Algeria. Walking around Algeria wearing a big, wide-shouldered, striped suit.
Nice.
With a snap-brim fedora,
right.
You know, with a watch chain.
Malcolm X, first scene. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And what is a boiler suit?
Overalls.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, or coveralls, whatever. Like a zip-up coveralls that you... you wear if you're like a mechanic or something like that. Yeah.
I'm going to probably be using mine as an apron in the kitchen, to be honest.
I don't like it.
What?
You should be wearing it when you work.
That's what I work
no,
in the
No, that's
kitchen.
Not working. That's your free time.
Not necessarily. This year, we're actually going to try and put together a little cooking show thing. So that will be actual work. And so there we go.
Okay.
So asked and answered, sir.
You put me in my place.
I certainly did.
What a crab.
There's no need for that sort of language on this show. You cunt. folks, listen, if you want to swear, let me tell you where a good place to swear is. The internet.
That's true enough.
Yeah. Why don't you come on? I've say something it. Controversial.
I've seen it there.
And if you want to say something controversial to us, sneakydragon.com is our webpage. We maintain it. Occasionally it's working. You can go on there and why not post something on our message boards?
It's true. And occasionally it isn't working.
Occasionally it isn't. And people go, hey, your website's down. And we write them back and go, we know. That's rude of us.
We're working on it.
That's very rude of us.
I like to say we're working on it.
But please do write us there. We like to hear from you. If you're on Facebook, and who isn't nowadays, you know.
Can I just give a brief pause? I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Moment of silence?
No.
Okay.
Just a brief pause to you talking. I want to talk. If anyone knows anything about jQuery problems on a website, please message me on our occasionally working website, or you can email me. How can they email me?
You could email us at sneakyd@sneakydragon.com. sneakyd@sneakydragon.com.
Thank you.
And, you know, you should mention that on our actual proper webpage as well. You should put that in the, you know, by the way, if anyone knows how to do this.
And sure.
I should also put it on our Facebook, which I was just about to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Like our Facebook
Do we have a Facebook page?
Yeah, of course you have to. Oh. Legally, you have to. Even everyone's mom has one. So, yeah.
I know. My mom
doesn't. Contact us there. Or on Twitter at the at symbol everyone likes so much nowadays.
Sure.
Sneaky, wait for it, _
I waited.
Dragon.
What am I waiting for?
The _.
Do you remember when you were a kid?
Oh, I do. Let's take a drink.
Or when you were a teenager and you never thought...
Wait, am I a kid or a teenager in this scenario?
Whatever.
It's very different times in my life.
Do you remember in your past...
I do remember...
That you never thought you'd have to learn how to draw an A in a circle? We use it all the time now. I'm really good at doing it. When I first started, I was like, I'm not very good at, like, it's like doing an ampersand. I can't, yeah. I can't write.
And yet
an
try to write cursive now. Good luck.
I like writing cursive.
Do you? Mm-hmm. When do you write cursive?
When I'm studying languages, I like to practice my handwriting.
Oh, that's adorable. Do you wear a boiler suit while because you do that?
Because here's the thing. When I was in grade 8, mm-hmm. I'm sorry to interrupt. Everyone can take another drink. When I was in grade 8, I gave up my handwriting because it was atrocious. And I thought it would be better if I learned to hand print in capitals mm-hmm. because I was going to be a cartoonist. And so I should develop that skill.
Okay.
So I gave up on handwriting and learned to write in, you know, kind
of. You broke your hand.
Block letters. Yeah. That's why I'm using my left hand when I'm demonstrating this.
Yep.
And
as always, a lot of mime.
A lot of mime. Podcast. A lot of mime. Mime your own business. It's a new show. And
yeah, it's a great podcast. Dave does mime for like an hour.
That's right.
And then he puts on the truncate silence on the Audacity. Give it a listen. And just gets rid of it. And all of a sudden, it's like a 2-minute thing.
It's one show you can run to. And so then I gave up. And then when I was like in my whatever, late 20s, I decided I was going to learn to write cursive, and so I had to relearn handwriting, and I learned it by studying languages. I would write all my homework, which is reams of writing the same sentence over and over again,
right.
Adding different, you know, verb changes and stuff. I would practice my handwriting.
Actually, so you would write letters nice to Abraham Lincoln.
I write many letters to him, and yet he's never written back once. The cunt.
You know what? I never thought we'd call Abe Lincoln a cunt on this show.
Too soon?
So, folks, I know. First show out of the gate, 2016. Can only get better. We appreciate you paying attention for as long as you have. I'm going to take a long nap right now. But it's been delightful talking to you. I've been Ian Boothby.
I've been David Dedrick.
Please don't give up on us. Come back next week. I'm talking to you, Dave. You please come back next week.